Well, here's a lesson from my own personal experience with pain. You know, what would happen if a person used one arm, say they're right-handed by nature, and you use that right arm for almost everything you do, and then you become extremely busy, but you're still favoring that right arm all the time? I mean, you brush your teeth with the right arm, you crank the car, you pull the lawnmower rope, if you're building something, you use the right hand to put pressure on the sander, you sand with that right arm, you use that right arm to hold the skill saw or the drill or the power driver for screws. You're just using that right arm a lot. And the left arm, what if you didn't use that left arm nearly as much as you should? What would happen? You know, recently I've had a bout with, and I know you don't want to hear anybody's medical issues, but I've had a bout with tendonitis, and I always thought tendonitis was just like a little nuisance. I didn't know that it could get so bad that you couldn't pick up a cup of coffee. But recently I've been battling tendonitis in my right arm, because all those things are true about me with my right arm. I do everything. Brush my hair, brush my teeth, everything right-handed and to a fault. And so my right arm, from overuse, especially recently, I had about 5 building projects that I did in a period of about 6 weeks. And the right arm is letting me know. And so I've been trying to use the left arm. So here's what I found. The left arm's not nearly as skilled as my right arm. I can't control it with the same amount of dexterity. I don't have the same amount of precision with my left hand or left arm. If I'm trying to brush my teeth, not only is it awkward, it's not as accurate, and same with brushing my hair. Certainly, if I'm going to make a cut with a saw, a free handed cut for sure, not going to be that great with the left arm. So, 2 things happen to the left arm. The unused part of the body gets weak, and it becomes, with lack of practice, unskilled. The part of the body that is overused, well, it becomes wore out and tired and and burned out and needs a break. And so it is in the body of Christ. And here's the whole point of the lesson. If in your church or if in the body of Christ there are 4 people or 5 people working themselves to death while 200 sit around and watch, what do you suppose would happen to those that are watching? They become weak. They become unskilled and inaccurate. And the 4 that are doing all the work, well, they just burn out, just like my right arm with tendonitis, to the point where they can't even function. And so it's just a caution, this little tale of tendonitis for the body of Christ. It's important that if we have opportunity to help out, that we do. But if we're the ones doing everything, it's important to allow somebody else to have a part too. And don't just assume that no one else will do it. Ask. Don't try to do everything yourself, because you'll burn out. On the other hand, if you're sitting around, get in the game, right? Get in the game. Not only does the body of Christ need you, but you need the activity to become skilled and to become strong. Just an interesting thought. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed day.